Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Al Gettle. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Peck moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. Peck moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierratt. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Peck scores. Boudreau scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to third. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Pat Sierratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierratt takes first base on ball 4. Lupien moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Lupien moves to third. Sierratt moves to second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien scores. Sierra moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. One out. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodgin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimek covering, for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettle hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Keltner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Appling reaches second base with a double. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimek covering, for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Philly reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Al Gettle. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Gillespie now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. Peck hits a line drive towards center. Philly catches it and throws to first to double up Mitchell. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Hodgen reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-3 in the game. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Gordon moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Bob Gillespie. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Wright reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Lupien hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Russ Christopher now pitching. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.